This is Night Watch, a podcast production of The Famished Patriot, delivering stories, insights, and perspective on the Christian life and American history and culture, all rooted in the Judeo-Christian worldview. If for some reason you're just now beginning to listen to the Night Watch podcast, I need to let you know that I'm at the tail end of introducing my listeners to several fictional characters from a novel I had the privilege of co-authoring. If you missed the others, go back and listen to them. You'll like them. Anyway, Angelina McDonald is the last of the fictional McDonald characters I'm going to introduce you to. She came into our story fairly late, but quickly grew to become one of my favorites, for sure. Probably second only to Sam, and that's because she's a lot like Sam. In our book, Bloodlines, we first meet Angelina when she's only 12 years old. I'm going to read to you what Sam had to say about her, but first, allow me to set the stage. Here goes. After a terrifying near-death experience, Sam finds himself at the home of his brother John Ezra in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. The great Civil War battle in that town is still 10 months off. Sam is in bed, recuperating. He describes his first encounter with this young woman. My 12-year-old nursemaid, Angelina, has appeared in the doorway, arms crossed. The look on her face informs me that this day's writing is drawing to a close. Her almond-colored skin, slightly thickened lips, and wavy dark hair reveal her guiltless mixture of race and culture, embodying the bewildering perplexity of our bloody sectional conflict. She is an innocent, caught between two worlds, both white and black, much like the very issues surrounding this war. Angelina refuses to leave the doorway, watching me with a smile behind her eyes. Very well. I shall put away the pen for today with the promise that you must let me continue my writing, as God permits. Well, as those who have read the story know, Sam and Angelina go on to have a long and meaningful relationship. Angelina was born a slave. She and her mother, Violet, were purchased by a friend of Sam's brother and brought to John Ezra's farm in Gettysburg. John Ezra went off to war, fighting for the Union, while Sam rode as a reporter with Stonewall Jackson and his Confederate army. Shortly after John Ezra departed, Violet passed away, leaving Angelina alone with John's wife, Elizabeth, and their son, Thomas Peter. That's when Sam shows up. Well, a bond quickly developed between Sam and this precocious young lady. Her story from beginning to end is remarkable. Let's just hit the highlights. It begins with Angelina's grandmother, Marie Charbonneau, born to wealthy French aristocratic parents in Paris. It continues into and through the 1797 slave rebellion in Haiti, a harrowing escape over the mountains into Hispaniola, and later, a desperate move to South Carolina. Along the way, we find Angelina and her mother on slave auction blocks in Charleston and Alexandria, Virginia. And that's just the beginning of the story. In the end, and this part of Angelina's story is yet to be written, we find her married to a wealthy retail chain magnate who loses much of his fortune in the Great Depression. In between, Angelina fights the good fight, working with Sam at the Freedom Press in post-Civil War Philadelphia, lending her voice to the women's suffrage movement, shepherding New York City orphans and accompanying them on the orphan trains that shuttled them to homes in the Midwest. And believe it or not, Angelina engaged in confrontation with the founders of Planned Parenthood. That's one of the beauties of fiction, you know. A writer can do all sorts of interesting things with his characters as long as he can make them relatively believable. Well, that wraps up my short introduction to some of my favorite fictional characters. They're not just any fictional characters, mind you, but characters I had a hand in creating. What fun! Up next, we're going to look briefly at the power of historical fiction. You have been listening to The Famished Patriot on Night Watch.